Saudi Arabia-based Al-Fanar Group has tasked JM Financial to look for a buyer for half of its 600 MW, MW, wind power projects in India, two people aware of the development told Mint. If completed, this could be the largest wind energy deal in India. However, the estimated size of the deal is still unknown. In India, Al-Fanar has two wind projects of around 300 MW each that it won in auctions during 2018. Meanwhile, online grocer Big Basket is planning to raise up to $200 million at a valuation of $2 billion in expectation for a boost in online grocery sales, two people aware of the development told Mint. Last year, Big Basket raised $150 million at a valuation of $1.2 billion in a round that saw participation from South Korea and SQO, Smiray Asset Naver Asia Growth Fund, UK and SQO, SCDC Group, and existing investor Alibaba. And NBSP. And LTQO, the lockdown will impact consumer behavior and more people will be using e-commerce for purchasing essentials like groceries going ahead, and RQO. One of the persons cited above said. This fundraising could be the last private round of capital infusion in Big Basket before it goes public within a year either in India or overseas, said the second person. In another development, Kotak Mahindra Bank Limited is looking to raise up to $2 billion in multiple tranches from institutional investors to dilute the promoter and SQO's shareholding to comply with regulatory norms, people with knowledge of the matter told the Economic Times. It will initiate with 7,500 crore in a qualified institutional placement, QIP, early this week. Promoter Uday Kotak is believed to sell up to 57 million shares, which at current prices are valued at about 6,600 crore. And LTQO, we are considering its launch within a day or two as we are experiencing positive investor response, and RQO, said one of the persons cited above. Andlthquo, Uday Kotak and number 39's share sale may get postponed and will do a launch post the KIP issuance, Andrquo, another person said. The share sale is intended mainly to dilute promoter Uday Kotak and SQO's equity holding in the bank to comply with RBI regulations. On February 18, the RBI had given a six-month timeline to bring it down to 26%. He held a 29.92% stake on March 31.